Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 28, the verses 16 to 20. Matthew 28, 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this: I am with you always, even to the end of the age." My theme for reflection is Between Two Worlds, Living the Great Commission. Between Two Worlds, Living the Great Commission. 3 days ago, I tried to explain to our youngest daughter, Anna Danielle, that bedtime is a good thing. You can imagine how that went. She burst into tears, declaring she would never sleep again. It is funny, isn't it? How hard it is to embrace what is good for us when it challenges our current mood or expectations. Grown-ups are no different. Sometimes the hardest truths to accept are the ones that send us into new beginnings, especially when we would rather cling to the familiar. That is exactly where we find the disciples in Matthew 28:16-20, on a mountain, somewhere between worship and doubt, standing in the space between two worlds. The final scene in Matthew's Gospel is not just an ending, it is a launch pad. The risen Jesus, who has conquered death, speaks to a group of tired, wounded, imperfect disciples and entrusts them with the greatest mission of all time. But let us not rush past the discomfort. These 11 disciples, not 12, carry with them the scars of betrayal, fear, and failure. Matthew does not hide this. He tells us that even as they worshipped, they doubted. The Greek word distazo doesn't imply disbelief so much as hesitation, the kind that comes from standing in two realities at once, the world as it is and the world God is remaking. And Jesus meets them there, not when they are spiritually triumphant, but when they are still recovering. He doesn't start with correction, he begins with assurance. "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Here, Jesus echoes Genesis. Heaven and earth, once fractured by sin, are being drawn together again in him. What sin disintegrated, Christ is reintegrating. And then he gives them and us the astonishing task of carrying this good news into every corner of creation. In commissioning them to go and make disciples of all nations, Jesus is not just creating a religious program. He is declaring the inbreaking of God's kingdom, one that transcends race, class, geography, and even death. The mission is not to build empires, but to bear witness to the end of brokenness and the dawn of new creation. It is not about making people fit into a religious mold, but about immersing them, baptizing them into the very life of the triune God and teaching them to embody a way of life shaped by love, mercy, and justice. N.T. Wright captures this tension when he writes, "Jesus' resurrection is the beginning of God's new project, not to snatch people away from earth to heaven, but to colonize earth with the life of heaven. We, the Church, are participants in that divine colonization, agents of reconciliation in a world still marked by fragmentation. It is not easy. We carry doubts. We fumble the message. But Jesus' final words are not, do better. They are, I am with you always. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what part of your life still feels caught between doubt and worship? Number two, how can your ordinary daily life become a space where heaven touches earth? And now our practical exercise. Reach out to someone outside your usual circle, a neighbor, a co-worker, someone you have overlooked. Share a kind word, a listening ear, or even a meal. Let your small act of love be a witness to a bigger story, that in Christ all creation is being made new. Lord Jesus, you stand with us in our doubt and in our worship. You trust us with your mission, even when we feel unqualified. Help us to live between heaven and earth with courage, humility, and love. Make us people who carry your peace into the broken places of this world, and remind us daily that we do not go alone, for you are with us always to the end of the age. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.